In Austin, Texas, the annual South by Southwest Music Festival is in full swing. More than 1,000 acts will take to the stage. At South by Southwest, few people are busier than Andy Langer. He's a local Austin DJ, and he's built a national reputation with his ear for talent. NPR's Netta Ulaby is at South by Southwest. She spent a day with Andy Langer and some people who look to him for the latest buzz about the hottest new musicians.
Andy Langer staunchly denies having much of a musical influence on the national music scene, but some think his taste is impeccable.
I think people recognize Andy as the go-to guy in Texas.
That's Lyle Lovett. He's on tour. He phoned in from the road.
If I'm going to come to town for the weekend to Austin, we'll call Andy and say, who's in town, who's playing, what's going on?
In Austin right now, the answer would be 1,300 bands playing literally 24 hours a day at clubs, bars, street corners, and hotel lobbies. During South by Southwest, Andy Langer hosts a show first thing every morning at 7 a.m. in the plush Four Seasons Hotel lobby. There he introduces up-and-coming bands to the kind of people who stay at the Four Seasons.
You're for me.
Even so early, it's standing room only, but that's not unusual for Austin.
Where your Monday or Tuesday night audience looks like a Friday or Saturday audience in any other city. You know, people have made it their priority to go see live music on a regular basis.
Even for Austin, this week is extreme. It's like Austin on steroids.
This is a small town with a big music community. You know, they call it the little town with the big guest list.
Andy Langer believes the acts most likely to break out of South by Southwest this year are international. He mentions Amy Winehouse, the young British singer with a much-publicized appetite for booze, and a singer from Scotland barely out of his teens.
It's still early in young Paolo Nutini's career. He's a genuine, singular talent. I mean, he sings a little different than everyone. He writes a little different than everyone.
You said you'd marry me if I was 23, but I'm one that you can't see, for I'm only 18. Tell me who makes these rules.
I expect there's going to be a giant James Blunt kind of backlash against him later on. People are going to think he's a little too precious, a little too quaint, but I think people are going to like Paolo Nutini in the kind of numbers that allow for backlash.
It's not just newbies creating buzz at South by Southwest. In the sort of moment the festival is known for, The Who's Pete Townsend joined Ian McLagan of The Faces in a tribute to musician Ronnie Lane.
Hey Pete, sing one for Ronnie, would you?
She learned me, life is sweet, God is good. He always will provide. She taught me all I ever knew, and she taught me a whole lot more besides.
DJ Andy Langer hosted that show last night and was back behind the mic this morning at 7 a.m. He doesn't sleep much during South by Southwest. He estimates maybe 10 hours over 5 days. Remember, he's the go-to guy. Michael McDonald is a manager to such musicians as The Wiggs and John Mayer, who, he says, caught Langer's ear years ago.
He's the mayor of Austin. Everyone comes through Austin. It has an amazing musical reputation. And I think Andy has really just become part of that culture, and he becomes part of your visit to Austin. There's a show, there's barbecue, and there's Andy Langer.
For those who haven't yet met him, Langer's the guy dashing around Austin with a nice smile, a cup of coffee, and a big yawn. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Austin.
You can hear dozens of live performances from the festival and follow Netta's contributions to the NPR South by Southwest blog. That's at npr.org.